We begin the current daf Masechta Tzivah, daf Lamed Alf. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Yomid. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, elaborating on the Mishnah on the previous daf. That is, the Mishnah said regarding the opening Mishnah of this Masechta that spoke about 15 Arayis, these women will exempt their tzaras from Yibin Chalitza. Now, our Mishnah spoke about, let's say there's a doubtful if there are the tzaras erva. That could be in one of two ways. Either it's not clear if there was a kedushin to this erva, making her the tzara of that erva, or it could be there was a doubtful gerushin. Maybe she was already divorced, maybe not. So we're not sure when the husband dies without any children, if at that moment she was a tzaras erva or not. That the Mishnah said, you do chalitza and not yibin because of that doubt. Now that the Mishnah explained, what is the case of subject kedushin, subject gerushin? So regarding doubtful kedushin, they said it's a case of when he threw her the ring, threw her the kedushin, not sure if it fell in her dalaramas or his dalaramas. So because of that doubt, we say that maybe she was married to him, maybe not. So that again, that makes her tzara a suffix tzara sarva. Regarding the case of gerushin, it spoke about a different case. It spoke about one of 3 different types of cases regarding the gerushin, the divorce document, if he wrote with his own handwriting, or if there was no date. Regarding all those cases, as we explained in the previous daf, was like a quasi, some type of doubtful type of get. And therefore, she maybe was divorced, maybe not. So therefore, we're not sure if she's a tzaras erva and thus exempt from Yibin Chalitza, or maybe actually that she was not a tzaras erva and then she should have Yibin Chalitza. So out of doubt, we do Chalitza, which will fulfill the Zika of Yibum. And however, but you can't do Yibum because maybe that she is a tzaras erva, thus making her a Shesach Shesh Laban that would have a punishment of Karas. Now that the Gemara asked, why did it switch from the case of doubtful kedushin to gerushin? Why only by kedushin did we say that when you throw her the kedushin, that's a case of doubt? Why don't we say the same thing for the case of gerushin, that when you threw the get, did it fall in her dalaramas or in his dalaramas? Why did it say those 3 other types of cases which were different problematic types of get? So that Rabbah explained. He says, no, the reason why you can't say that case is because there's something called a chazaka. A chazaka is something that you have a pre-confirmed status of something, which in the case of a woman that was married, that there was 2 wives. One was an erva, and one was the tzara. Now, you're not sure if that was a get or not, so we say that that's a suffix, a doubtful get. A suffix cannot be mighty from the chazaka that was there before, the pre-established status. That status was that this other woman was a tzara of that erva, thus allowing her to go marry whoever she wants to. The second husband dies, because the tzara's erva doesn't need you, mechalitza. And therefore, now that you have a case of suffix, that will not come to exclude from that already established status from before. Now, so therefore, we couldn't say that case of the suffix. Whereas by those gittin, as we explained in the previous stuff, they're not really a suffix. They really are good gittin, and hence she's really not going to be a tzara serva, but still we do chalitza and we don't do yibum. So on that, the Gemara asks, so why don't you say this something by kedushin? Kedushin also, before this erva came along, she was allowed to go ahead and do yibum to the yavim because she wasn't a tzara serva. Now you're not sure if that was a kedushin or not. You should say that her chazaka will say that the suffix kedushin should not remove her from that heter. So the Gemara said, that's a chumrah. You're right, really she should be allowed to go out and do yibum, but as a stringency, because maybe it really was a kedushin, therefore we say she doesn't do yibum, but rather only do chalitza. Well, then the Gemara asked, why don't you say a chumrah also by the case of by gerushin, that say that she should do chalitza out of a stringency, and not just go ahead and marry yivam alashuk. So the Gemara said, though, it's a chumrah that's also the kula, because as the Gemara concluded in saying that if you say chalitza, then you might come to say misya benes. If that means there is a zikr, you're doing chalitza, so then maybe she might do yibum. And if you do yibum, you're going to be encountering an issa erva. Because of the case of, if we're saying that, you're saying that it really wasn't a gerushin. And if it wasn't a gerushin, that means she's a tzaras erva, and she's totally removed. She's an eshach shesh labanim. If we mandate chalitza, it might come to say yibum. So the Gemara says, why don't you say the same thing by kedushin also? That if you might come to, if you say chalitza, then maybe this tzara will also come to do yibum. And that the Gemara says, as the Gemara concluded right before this part of the Amid, say, go ahead, do yibum. Because based on the chazaka, actually, before there was kedushin, this doubtful kedushin, her chazaka actually was that she could do yibum. It's just that we're saying, as a stringency, to say, okay, don't, we'll do chalitza. So even if that chalitza will cause to then come to do yibum, that's not a problem, because that is her chazaka. Her chazaka is that she is permitted to the yavim, because we don't say the doubtful kedushin makes her into a tzaras erva. Whereas by the case of gerushin, where actually her chazaka says that she is a tzaras erva, and we say that the suffix gerushin was not divorcing her, and she was her tzaras erva at the time of death, and therefore we say that if we're going to say the stringency as a chumrah of chaylatzes, then we might come to say Monsieur Bemis, and that's a problem of Eishes Ach that has a punishment of Karis. That was Rab's explanation why we didn't say the same case of Suffolk Karv Law, Begerishin, as we said by Kedushin, because by Kedushin that would make sense that that Suffolk would be something would be stringent about. Whereas regarding Begerishin, that wouldn't make sense that would be stringent by to say Chayt Latzes, because although both regarding Kedushin and Gerishin, the Chazaka says you remain with your previous established status, but by Kedushin it would make sense to Chumrah, whereas by Gerishin it wouldn't make sense, because then if you say Chayt Latzes, you might come to say Misya Bemis. Now, on that, Esri Abaye. Abaye asks from a Mishnah later on, Samach Zayin and Mabez. The Mishnah says as follows, Nafal Habayis Olav Valbas Achav. If we have a man that's married to, let's say, two wives. So, one of the wives was his niece. He married his brother's daughter. Now, then they were both in the house, and there was an accident, and the house collapsed and fell on both him and his wife, again, which was his niece. And they both died. Then you do Ezim and Meis Rishon. They don't know who died first. They were both there at the same time. And that the Mishnah says, Tzarasa Chiletzes. So her co-wife, the other wife, that we do Chalitzatar. And that is, you can't totally exempt her without Yibme Chalitza, because maybe she was a Tzaras Erva. Because maybe that the Erva was the one, the niece was the one that died first. And only then did the husband die. Now, we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, V'kulon Meisu, if all of these, one of these 15 arise, if she was married, and if they died koidim lebalein before their husband, then we said tzarasei mutaris. But since the halacha is that misa mapelis, it's the time of death that defines if you're tzaras erva that time, so maybe that the other wife, the erva, died first, and therefore she wouldn't be a tzaras erva to totally be exempt. So you have to do chalitza. Now, but however, v'lemi sabemis, but neither can she have yibim danta, because it may be actually the husband died first. And hence that maybe she was at the time of death the tzar of the daughter of the yavim. And therefore, so we're not sure. So because of that doubt, you have to chalitza and not yibim. That's what the Mishnah says. So Abaye asks, Amai, according to you, Rabbah, why is that the halacha? Hachanami neime isha zu becheskes hetel l'shuk ha-medes. We should say that this woman, the tzara, she had a cheskes heter that the second her husband's going to die, she is not even going to look at the yavim. She's going to go marry someone else from the shuk. The reason is because she was married to this man who had another wife who was an erva, making her a tzaras erva. Now, but by this doubt of the house collapsing, you want to say that because of that doubt, that maybe that the erva was the one that died first. So you want to say that she's aser, that because that means when her husband then died 5 minutes later, he was already not a tzaras erva. But I'll test her in misafik. Like you said, regarding the explanation of our Mishnah, that we don't say the case of Suffolk Karv Lo, because you're not going to see that she's Asim Suffolk. So why don't you say the same thing over here on the Mishnah of Samach Zayin? Now, V'chite Mahachinami, if you're going to say over here also, like you said, regarding Kedushin in our Mishnah, that L'chumra, it's a stringency. You're right. Basically, the Chazaka will say that she should be able to go free. But as in stringency, we say, but she requires Chalitza. But that's a problem, as we had this discussion in the previous daf. This is a stringency that could ultimately create a leniency. So we don't say a stringency if it's going to create a leniency. And the reason is, the same concern you said regarding our Mishnah, that we don't say the case of Karvla by Gerishin, because if we say Chaletzes, because just as an added stringency, well, then people might come to say confused and say that there must be that Zik. You could do either Chalitza or Yibim. But the problem is, her Chazaka says that she was a Tzaras Erva. If she's a Tzaras Erva, for her to do Yibim would be an Isra Karis of Esha Sach, Shish Labonim. So why over there, based on your explanation, do we say that Chalitza is Vlemis Abemis? She should go totally Lashuk? So I think my answer is no, there's a difference. Gerish in the Shechich, regarding the case of a Mishnah that's talking about divorce, where that's a commonplace thing that can happen, that gozeb rabbanan. There the rabbanan made the decree that when there's a suffix gerishin by an erva, that as we said in our Mishnah, the tzara will not have chalitza. And that's why we didn't pick that case like we said by Kedushin. Rather, regarding those three different types of quasi-types of gittin. Because as we explained on the top of this amud from the previous daf, because if you say chalitzes, the rabbanan will concern, you might come to say misya bemis. But mapoilis loy shchichi regarding a house collapsing on the couple, which is not a common thing, like Gazer Rabbanan did not make this decree that if we say Chaylatzes, we might come to say Misya Bemis. In other words, there it makes sense to do the stringency of Chumrah. Now, though your question was, what do you mean? It's a Chumrah Dasa B'Ledei Kolo. It's not true, because That's a gezeira. A gezeira of concern of gechalitza might cause yibum. We don't make gezeiras by something that's misal lo yishchichi, and it's not common for a house to collapse. And therefore, since we're not sure, although there is a chazaka, we say du chalitza, and we're not concerned, we're not going to make a gezeira for the concern that that might ultimately create a kula of that being miyabim instead of doing chalitza. Or inami, the Gemara gives actually a different difference between those two Mishnayos. Gerishin dekaimi erva, regarding the case of our Mishnah where the erva, that woman who there was a doubtful gerishin to, she's still around. And therefore the kamuchach, she is creating something where people are saying, wait a second, this other woman, the tzara, was a tzara's erva. And yet, b'tzarasa k'matzrachas l'chalitza. Still, we see in Bezin that they're mandating that the tzara should have to have chalitza. So Amri, kamu b'rabbanan, b'gita, that they're going to say that obviously Rabbanan were able to figure it out regarding this get, to gita malyuhu. Oh, that must be that it was a good get, and that's why she's not a tzara's erva. And because if it was a tzara's erva, she wouldn't even need chalitza. Now that's a problem because like we said, that would create the future problem that, oh, instead of doing chalitza, they might come to do yibum because they're going to say, wait a second, why is she doing chalitza? Look, the woman's here. She's a tzara serva. Oh, because there was that story where he threw the get. Must be they confirmed that that was a good get. If it's a good get, then you could even do yibum to the tzara. That's the problem that we said that could be coming. But my point is, the difference by a house collapsing, if you require her, the tzara, to also have chalitza, then me, can you say over there, kamu b'rabbanan b'mapoilis, that, oh, people are going to come to say that, oh, must be the rabbanan were able to confirm that this was true, what happened by the case of the collapsed house. Meaning you're going to say that, oh, you know why the rabbanan require her to have chalitza? Because they're prophets. They know that she died first. And then you're going to come to say, oh, so then we could even do yibum to the tzara? How can you say that they knew that that's why they required chalitza? They weren't there. They don't know. People are not going to say it's because they knew for a fact that she died first. They're just going to say it's a doubt. Maybe she died first. And therefore, maybe she was not a tzara serva. And therefore, she's not a yavam l'shuk and she has to have chalitza. But there, you're not going to come to say, like by the case of Gerishin, that, oh, she's here. Must have been they figured out what's the truth. No, because no one was there at the time of the impact of the collapsed house. And therefore, from the fact that they require chalitza, people say it's only because of suffering, but not because they confirmed that for sure she died first, and therefore that's not going to come to cause that they might come to do yibum to the case of tzara in that situation. So those are two differences from that Mishnah that's not difficult on the interpretation of Rabbah. But the Gemara continues to ask that, and this question is in general regarding that interpretation of Rabbah on the whole Mishnah, because the Gemara asks, v'gabe gerishin mi lo tanan? Didn't we learn regarding Gerishin that we are chaylatzes misafik? In other words, the way Rabbah answered, which is seemingly from the contrast of the Mishnah, that you're right. The case of Safakar of Loi would not apply by Gerishin, and that's why it only says it by Kedushin. Now, Rabbah supplied the reasoning behind that because it's based on Chazakas, and the Chazakah allows her to go Lashuk, and the case of doubt will not remove that because if you would say the Chomer, it would be a Chomer that would create a Kula of Mesiyah Bemis. But that Abayit says that it seems not like that from a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin. Because right now we learned over there in the Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin that says, Hoyseimedis b'shus harab. If the woman was standing in the Rishus Harab in the public domain, Vizar kula, and they threw her a get, Karav la, if was closer to her in her Dalaramis, Mugiresha, she's divorced. Karav la, closer to him in his Dalaramis, well then, ain't a Mugiresha, she's not divorced. Mechza, if it was on the line, no one knows, did it get into hers or into his? So that the Mishnah says, Megureshes ve'en Megureshes. She's in this quasi-state, she's divorced, but she's not divorced. And therefore she requires a new get. Now, Varmina Lamai Helchel, so we said over there, for what halachic reasoning did we say she's divorced? I mean, if you're anyways requiring her from her a new get, so what do we mean to say that she is divorced even with this get? So that, the Gemara said, Di Kohen Hu, because if the husband was a Kohen, well then Asur Leh, now she's forbidden to him, because maybe she's a Grusha and he cannot even remarry her, can't stay married to her because of a gerusha. Now, but of course you still need to have a new get because maybe she's not. And v'i ervahi, another difference would be that if she was an erva to the yavam, now we're not sure if she was divorced or not, so tzarasa by chalitza. So that's going to require her tzara, her co-wife, to have chalitza because although up until now she did not need because she was a tzara of an erva, but maybe this was a good gerushin and hence when the husband then dies a few days later, maybe that she was not a tzara serva, and thus she requires chalitza. Now on that, Abaye concludes his question, we don't say, like you, Rabbi, say, the Mishnah over there is saying the same case that you didn't want our Mishnah to say by Gerishin, and yet it still said, you do chalitza to the tzara. And but you just said that the reason why our Mishnah doesn't say it is because if you say chalitza, you might come to say misya bemes. So the Gemara answers, ha'itmar Allah. But actually on this case that Rabbi himself, who gave this interpretation, him and Rabbi Yosef Damit Tavaya, they said that the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is talking about a different case, although it sounds like the same exact, because Hacha b'shtei kitei eidim askinim. There in Masechtas Gittin, they're talking about that there were two groups of witnesses, there were four people. Acha se'meres karv la, there were a bunch of people around. Two people said, we saw that get fell closer to Har. It was a good get. V'achas, and one group, meaning two eidim, my karv la, he said, no, we saw it was closer to him. That case in Masechtas Gittin is a suffix, a biblical doubt. Because since two Edom are saying that it's closer to Har, you can't say like Rabbi is saying in our Mishnah, that, okay, so the Tzara remains with her Chazaka, which was that if she was a Tzara's Erva, and therefore she's permitted to marry whoever she wants to without Chalitza, because two witnesses are stronger than the Chazaka. So although there are two witnesses saying the other way around, so yes, because of that doubt, she's going to require a new get. But that itself will remove already from her chazaka, and that's why we're going to say that we'll say chaylatzes. But regarding our Mishnah, as the Gemara says, masnin dahacha was bekata achas. It's talking about that there was only one group, meaning there were just two witnesses. You had one witness saying it was closer to him. You had one witness saying it was closer to her. Tahavalei sveka d'abana, where that's only rabbinic doubt. And that's why, as Rabbi had said on the previous daf, that regarding Kedushin, you could say the case of Savar Karvla or Savar Karvla, because you're right. Although the cheskes that the woman had up until now was that she's permitted to the Yavam, but because of the one witness saying that it was close to her, meaning that she was married, meaning that the Erva now is on board, and now that makes her Tzara Tzara's Erva, so it will not remove the Tzara from a Chazaka, but we require Chalitza out of doubt. But by the case of Gerushin, like Rabbi said, then you can't say that case. Because she has her cheskes heter, which is her permitted previous status of marrying whoever she wants to when her husband dies because she's a tzaras erva. Now when one witness is saying that it was closer to the erva to thus remove the tzara from her chazaka, but you can't say that because since it's not a full-fledged edus of two witnesses, so then you say you remain with your previous chazaka of the leniency, and that says that she can marry whoever she wants to, and thus the tzara does not require chalitza. And why don't you say the same by Kedushin, that lechumra, you'll say out of doubt, that requiring chalitza. That's not true, as Rabbi had said in the previous daf, because if you say chalitzas, you might come to say misya bemes. But that's only because there would only be a stringency. Now, if it's chumra, well, that might create a kula too. But however, when it's in the case of the Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin, where there it's a biblical suffix, well there, barring all considerations, that suffix already removes the chazaka, and thus she does require chalitza, even if, let's say, chalitza might cause misya bemes, it doesn't make a difference, she is biblically mandated to have chalitza. Now, that Gemara has a few questions on Rabbi and Rav Yis's resolution of that Mishnah on Masechtas Gittin regarding this Mishnah, again, based on the interpretation of Rabbi. Question number one. Who told you, Rabbah, that our Mishnah is talking about that it's only one group, meaning two separate individual witnesses, one saying one way, one saying another way? So that the Gemara says, Dumi Kedushin, because it's similar to the case of the previous case in our Mishnah of Kedushin. And that is Ma Kedushin be Bekat Achas, just like by the case of the doubtful Kedushin was talking about with one pair of witnesses, meaning one witness saying one way, one saying the other way. Av Gerushin Bekat Achas, so to the case of Gerushin is also with just two people, not four people, as Rashi explains. In other words, if we would have said the same case that we say with the doubtful Kedushin of Karvla Karvla by the case of Gerushin, it would have been the same exact case. We would have contrasted the same suffix of Kedushin to Gerushin. And that's why we don't say it, because since it's katachas, then we say that would not remove her from her chazaka. Well, to that, the Gemara continued two witnesses, not four, because it's comparable to Kedushin. But the Gemara asked for Kedushin Gefayim in Maida Bekatachas. How do you know the case of Kedushin itself is talking about that there's only two witnesses? Dilma Bebeis Kiti Eidim, maybe the case of Kedushin itself is talking about that there are four witnesses, meaning two pairs of witnesses. So that, the Gemara answers for Rabba, then no. Ibebeis Kiti Eidim, if it was talking about that there was two different pairs of two witnesses, then we wouldn't have said regarding the tzara that v'loy misya bemes. Rather, tesya b'makach klum, actually then we would say that she could do yibim, and what's the problem? Because actually over there, then you even have two witnesses supporting her chazaka to Yibim, who are saying that it was Karv Loi, that it was never a Kedushin Tar. Now, on that the Gemara asks, how can you say that? Kaimu Edim v'kamri Karv Loi, there are two witnesses that are saying that it was close to Tahar, and that she did become a Tzaras Erva. And you, Rabbi, trying to say that, oh, go ahead, then you could for sure do Yibim, and then there wouldn't be a problem that our Mishnah wouldn't say Chaletz of Lemes Yabemis. What do you mean? You just said before that when there's two peers of two witnesses, then that creates a biblical status of doubt, and then that removes any previous chazakas. So her chazaka of doing Yibim wouldn't be there anymore. Rather, it would be a doubtful Tzaras Erva. So what do you mean? Then also, even when there are two peers of two Edim, you would say Chaletz of Lemes Yabemis. So how do you know the case of a Gedushin is told by one peer to say that Gerushin is also told by one peer? That's why you're saying our Mishnah didn't say that case, because that's different than the case in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, where even though when there are two Kite Edim that you would say Chaletz as Wemes Abemes by Karvla Karvla, but our Mishnah is not. How do you know it's not told about that? Vesu, moreover, a second question. B'shtei Kite Edim Nami Sveged Rabbanhi. This goes to the core of what Rabbi had been saying before to differentiate between the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that says the case that the Gemara was asking should be said in our Mishnah. And they said, you know what? No, it's different over there. There you'll say the case and that it would be Chaletz of Lemes Yabemis because it's talking about two peers of two witnesses. That creates a biblical status of doubt. Whereas regarding if we said in our Mishnah, it would be just with one peer, meaning one saying one way, one saying the other way, and that's rabbinic and that wouldn't remove from the Chazaka. But that the Gemara asked, who said? Who said, actually, it's not the case. Even when there's two witnesses saying one way and two saying the other way, that is a rabbinic doubt, and therefore, by Gerushin itself, even when you have one peer, meaning two witnesses saying that it was close to Tahar, and which is what the case in Mishnah Masechtas Gittin was saying, that based on your logic, Rabbah, that should not remove the Tzar from Acheskes Het to Lashok, because you have two other witnesses saying that it was closer to him. And how do we know that? Because Darminan Uki Tre Labhadi Tre, we say that, okay, you have two witnesses saying one way, two witnesses saying another way, that they cancel each other out. Ve'isha Ukma Chazaka. And therefore, that the woman remains with her previous Chazaka. And then the question then returns, based on your interpretation, you Rabbah and Rav Yosef, who is assisting Rabbah's interpretation of our Mishnah, by saying that, oh, the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is different, because there was talking about two witnesses saying one way, two another way. That's not true, as the Gemara will shortly explain, that even there, it will only be a rabbinic doubt, because the two witnesses actually cancel each other out, and you remain with the previous chazaka, which should be that she should not require chalitza, as Rabbah says in our Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin say that it is chaletzes? As the Gemara says, midi dehava nichsi de barshatya. As we find by the properties of barshatya, who seemingly was called barshatya because of this shaita, that is sometimes he was deranged. As the Gemara says, the barshatya zaven nichsi. Barshatya would sell his properties. Now, also beitrei va'amri, kishu chalom zaven. There were two witnesses came and said that he was totally sane when he sold these properties. Now, the halacha is that for a sale to be valid, the person has to be, a pikeach has to be someone that's sane. So they said that he was saying, now, the other two witnesses said it was not a valid sale. We know that when he sold these things, he was deranged. He was not all there. Now, Rav Asher said, what's the halacha? So two witnesses saying that he was chalom, he was saying. Two witnesses saying that he was not saying. So they cancel each other out. And we continue on Talmud Beis. So what was the final halacha? So he said, so they remain with the previous chazaka, who was the owner. It was Barshati that was the owner. It's just that out of doubt, you wanted to say that maybe it was sold, but that doubt has the two witnesses cancel each other out, and you remain with the previous chazaka. And therefore, that rejects Rabbah and Rav Yosef's premise because we see that it's not true. We don't say that the reason why our Mishnah on the previous daf does not say Chaletz is because the concern of being Misyabemis. Because we see that the halacha of our Mishnah was actually, as the Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin clearly illustrates, just a chumrah of being chaletzes. Because the reason is, because even if you're saying, you and Rabbi Rav Yosef, that Mishnah is told about that there's two witnesses saying one way, two witnesses saying another way, we see that still only creates a rabbinic doubt, not a biblical doubt, and that you do remain with your previous chazaka. So if you remain with previous chazaka, the question thus returns, why does our Mishnah in Masechtas Yevamos, on the previous daf, not say the case of Savi Gerishin, of Savi Karv Loi, Savi Karv Loi, same as we say by Kedushin, because you can't give Rabbah's answer, who though his whole answer was, you cannot say a Chumrah, because that might come to say misabemes, when we see clearly that even in the case of that, when the chaletzes is just a stringency, we will see chaletzes as the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin says, because the way Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef resolve that contradiction to our Mishnah is not a good resolution, because we see that even in such a case, you do remain with your previous chazaka, and thus we should say chaletzes out of doubt for even our Mishnah. So Elam Abai, rather Abai says a second interpretation to resolve that in our Mishnah. He quotes a pasuk in Iyev that says, Yagir olav reya, that literally means to say that let his friend say for him, which basically means to say that one case will thus reveal regarding the other case. Because you have these two cases in our Mishnah. It says a suffic kedushin, a suffic gerushin, and then we said an explanation by kedushin, and then we said a different type of case by gerushin. But in that Abaye says, Tana b'kedushin, the Tana said regarding kedushin, the case of suffic karv lay, suffic karv la. But v'hu adin legerishin, meaning one friend says it regarding the other friend. When one says, okay, yes, we want, or this is what we're doing, the other one doesn't have to say. And therefore, you're right, the halach of suffic karvla, that would apply even by gerishin. And same thing, tana begerishin, we said a different case by gerishin, when it was with his own handwriting, or that there was no date, that v'hu adin legerishin, same thing would apply to kedushin. We just pick different ones that are more commonplace by kedushin, or maybe something that's a chiddush by gerishin, but really the same halachas would apply to both. And that resolves the question, because actually it would be, like the Mishnah Masechet Gittin says, that would be a valid case of Savei B'Gerishin to say Chalatzes B'Lemis HaBemes. Now that only Rava asks on the interpretation of Abaye. He says, Iyagir Lavrei, if it's true, like you said, Abaye, that really the same thing applies by Gerishin and Kedushin, you just said it by one and applies to the other one, well then, my Zehu Diktani, why would the Mishnah say, Zehu, this is the case of Sabah Kedushin, this is the case of Sabah Gerishin, which sounds like each one, that this is the only type, if that's not true. If he's saying the case of, by Kedushin, which is Karvla, does apply by Gerishin, and the case of Gerishin applies to Kedushin. So Elam Rava, rather Rava says a third interpretation. He says, you're right. Kol Sheesh B'Kedushin, whatever was by the case of a Kedushin, for example, the suffix of Karvla, Yesh begerishin, as we prove from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, that would apply also a case of suffic gerishin. But the yesh begerishin masha'in bekedushin, the suffix that's mentioned in our Mishnah begerishin by the divorce document would not apply as a suffix for a kedushin. In other words, for example, let's say by the case of zman, when the date was not written, which the Gemara shortly will explain, that by a shtar of kedushin, for example, if someone engages his kala with a shtar, with a document, there they did not institute Zman. And that's why what's by Gerishin is not going to be by Kedushin. And as he says, V'zehu de Gerishin lav dafka. When it says Zehu by the case of Gerishin, that's not necessarily the case, because that would sound like that this is the only case of Sabe Gerishin, but that's not true, because actually the case of Sabe Karavloi, Sabe Karavla is going to be even a Sabe by Gerishin. So why do we say Zehu? Since he said Zehu by Kedushin, which is saying that only this is a case of Safik Kedushin, which means to say when it's Safik Karv Law is Safik Karv Law, that will create a doubt by the Kedushin. But let's say by a case where no Zman, when no date was written in the Shtar, that would not apply, as the Gemara will shortly explain why. So Tani Nami Zehu by Gerushin, that's why it also said Zehu by Gerushin. So Rav is a little different than Abaye. They're both agreeing, not like Rabbah, who he said that the case of Sabakar of Law would not apply by a get, they're both agreeing that it would apply by a get. It's just that Rava asks, so why say Zehu? So he says that because Zehu is said specifically by the case of Gedushin, because there, the suffix mentioned by Gerishin would not apply. It's only Karvloi that would apply by Gedushin. That's why we said Zehu. And because we said Zehu by Gedushin, so the next case afterwards, he also said Zehu, but there actually the Zehu is Lav Dafka. Now, so the Gemara explains, V'zehu de Gedushin l'mu'udek mai. So what is the case of Zehu by the case of Kedushin saying that when it's Karvla, that's a good case of doubtful Kedushin of the Erva to make the Tzara into a doubtful Tzara's Erva to require her to do Chalitza and not be able to do Yibam? Now what's that coming to exclude? As we're saying, that is the Dafka case. So the Gemara says, because one of the cases mentioned by the Safek Gerishin, that actually would not apply for Safek Kedushin. Lem'ut Isman, it's coming to exclude when there was no date written on the document, the Lekha B'Kedushin, because although that is classified as a Safek Gerishin, as we mentioned in the previous stuff, that would not classify as a Safek Kedushin for the document that you use to get engaged to the bride. Now that the Gemara asks, so why did they not institute a date on the Kiddushin, just like they did institute a date by a Gerushin, which makes it into Sava Gerushin, but here it's not going to make it into a Sava Kiddushin. So the Gemara explains, we could very well understand, according to the opinion which is mentioned in Perikol HaGet and Dafcha Vavma Beis, that why did the Chachamim make a Zman? Why did they mandate that there should be a date on the Get? So one interpretation there says, Meshamperi, because of the produce. In other words, that the woman should know when she could go ahead and collect from her husband who ate the produce of her Nichsei Maluk. Nichsei Maluk are certain properties that she brings into the marriage, which she really owns. But it's those type of properties that the husband's allowed to utilize it and get the dividends from it and to use what's called the peris, the produce. It means to say that he can use it for all utility. It's just the keren, the actual principle, that has to be maintained for the wife. Now, that the Tana there holds, that the moment that he decides that he wants to divorce her, which is actually the time when he writes to get, then he doesn't have that right anymore of utilizing the Nichsei Maluk to have the peris. So therefore, it's important to have the document having the date written, because let's say only divorces her 3 months later, but he had already written the get 3 months before, she can go then into court and say, those 3 months, you have to pay me for those peris, meaning for the utility that you used of my properties, because you didn't have the right from the moment you wanted to divorce me. So that's why it's important to have a zman, a date in the get. Whereas, arusa les laperi, that would not apply by the case of kedushin when you get engaged with a document for it to have a zman, because a woman that's betrothed, her fiancé, the one that's engaged to her, does not have peiris. And that's why they didn't make a date in the kedushin up until when he has chuppah with her. When they get married, that's when the Rabbanan instituted that he gets the peiris. And the reason is because that's when he has to redeem her if she's taking a captive. And that's only from the time of when the kesubah, at the time of the chuppah, which says that if you're going to be, I'm responsible if you're going to be taken as a captive to redeem you. But again, that doesn't apply when they're just engaged. So the whole concept of peiris, which is why we would write a date, doesn't apply to know when the engagement is, when he starts having the rights. But there's another reason they're given in the Gemara. Why you have to write a date in the get? And that's because of, if let's say this man gets married to his sister's daughter, to his niece, and maybe what might happen is that she'll be mezanah, she's going to have an extramarital affair when she's still married to her uncle. Now, this husband's going to see that two witnesses are coming to Bezin to say testimony about her, and she's going to get killed because she was mezanah and she was an Eishes Ish. Now, he's going to have rachmanis on her because it's his sister's daughter. So what he's going to do is as follows. He'll divorce her. He'll write a get. And he's going to say, you know what? I know you two witnesses saw that she was mezanah. She had an affair with a different man. But I'm sorry to tell you, she was already divorced by the time. So she wasn't an Eishes Ish. And that's why we went and said that you have to have a date, which then there's no way to then make up that it was really before, because since when you're writing the document and the witness is assigning, there has to be written a date, and since now he's only writing it after she was already mezana, it's not going to help to write it. That's why we require a zman by get. That the Gemara asks, a liskin zman, so then we should even make a date by a shtar kedushin, because maybe you'll have the same situation. Maybe she'll be mezana, and he's going to say, if we don't write a zman by the kedushin, say, oh, I know she was mezana, but she actually wasn't even married to me yet. She only got married to me a few months later. Now, although it really was a few months before, but if you don't write a date, he'll be able to make believe and say that, oh, she wasn't married yet, and therefore she wasn't Eishes Ish, and she doesn't get killed. So why do we not require a zman by kedushin that we're saying over here in the Gemara that the reason why? It's zehu, the only case of doubtful kedushin is by karv le karv la, not like by gerushin, which is a case of zman. If you don't have zman, that's like somewhere in the middle, not such a great get. So Yechelet is what we call a Safi Ged. Why isn't that a Safi Kedushin? Why do we not require a date by Kedushin also? So I think my answer is the reason why we didn't institute Zman by Kedushin is because Mishum De'ikid Mekadosh B'Kaspa, because there are other ways to get engaged. There are those who get engaged with money, which is actually the way we do it with a ring. Be'ikid Mekadosh B'Shtar. And you're right, there are also those who get engaged with a document. So they tuck in Rabban Zman, since that's not the only way. So anyway, if there are others who get engaged, let's say with money, there's no date when they got engaged. So we didn't institute the same thing either by the case of shtar, because if that was the only way, so good, then we'd be able to take care of this problem. So since anyways, it's not a totally taken care of problem, as if it was getting engaged with money, so we'd institute this man either by Kiddushin, even though there might be the concern that the husband who's married to his niece might try to make believe that they only got engaged at a later point in time. But on that, the Gemara asks, Omle Rav Acha b'Rid Rav Yisrael Rav Ashi, but v'ho avda, regarding the sale of a slave, where the ikka dekana bekasba be'ikka b'shtara, that those who purchase slaves, either by money or with a document, and yet still v'takin Rabban Azman, the Rabban did institute a date by all documents of a sale of a slave to know when's the time of when the owner of the slave can start eating and consuming the produce of the slave, because there's a halacha of kol mashakana eved kana rabbi. So therefore, we have to know when the sale happened, that then who has the rights to the slave's properties. Yet why over there do we give the date if that's not always applicable either? Because if it's with money, there's no way of proving that. So just like you're saying regarding the case of Kedushin, where it's not always going to be, so we don't institute it, so why by eved do we yes institute if it's not always? So I think Mar says, although they both have both options, they're still different. Because Hasam Rubi Bishtar, by the sale of a slave, most of them use a document. So since that's the majority, and therefore we wanted to be able to know clearly who gets the payrus of the Evid, so that's why we instituted a date. But Hacha Rubi Kasma, actually over here, as is our custom, most get engaged with money, they give a ring, and that's why we didn't institute it even when the shtar is used. And that's why it doesn't apply to have the case of Safek Kedushin by Zman, because we never instituted Zman by Kedushin, because either, like the Mandam of Peiris, that doesn't apply by Kedushin, because that only starts from Nisuan. And if you say like the Mandam Amar, of the concern of him covering up for his wife that was his niece, that also doesn't apply, because most of the time the enemies don't get engaged with a document, so even when they do, they didn't institute a Zman. That's one interpretation. Or another interpretation you could say about why they never instituted Zman by Kedushin, that's why it says only Zehu, this is the case of Sabi Kedushin by Karvala Karvala, but not by Zman, is because Mishum Dolei Afshe, there wouldn't be any way, even if he held the reason was Basa Chaysai, it wouldn't help regarding the right Zman by a Kedushin. As the Gemara says, Hey Chalavid, what would you do? In other words, you're saying, according to Mandama Mishum Peri, there's no question. But because of Basa Chesed, we would say that you should write a date, so we'll know when she was Mizana, if she was married yet or not. But what are you going to do? As follows. Lincha Gabi Dida, if you leave the Shtar of Kedushin by the woman, well then Machkala, as we said, she's going to erase the date, and she's going to say, oh, you know, I was Mizana, but it was before Kedushin, so therefore I'm not an Eishes Ish, I don't get the punishment of death. Lincha Gabi Dida, if you leave it by the husband, well then Zimna de Basa Chesed, sometimes it's going to be his niece, and he's going to cover up for her. So that also is not going to work. And if you say lincha gabi edim, that you should leave it by the witnesses, so what does it help? As the Gemara says, edis chiri, if the witnesses remember when the Kedushin was, even if it wasn't written in the document, well then let them come and say testimony without the shtar by them, because they remember. We don't need a document to have a date to say what it is. They say, oh, of course we remember when they got engaged. It was on this and this and date. Oh, and then she was Mizana 2 weeks later? Okay, so she's Chayiv Misa. Now, so rather, what are you going to say why you need to have a date in the document when they don't remember? It's because V'iloi, if sometimes it could happen that they don't remember the date, and then Zimnin, the Chazur Michtav of Asim Mizahadi, then sometimes they're going to look at the date. They'll, oh, wait a second, we don't remember, but we have the Shtar Kedushin. Let's go look, and then they'll come to Bezin and say testimony. But that's a problem, because that's not a valid testimony. Because Rachman Amar the Torah says in the Varm Yotes, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, based on the mouths, on the testimony of two witnesses, which the drasha is Mi Pihem, it has to be from their mouths, meaning V'loy Mi Pi Ksavim, but not from the mouth of their writings, meaning they have to be able to recall from their own memory. If they're looking at a document which is reminding them, oh yeah, I see over here it says then, jogs his memory, oh, that's probably what it was, that's not a valid testimony. And therefore, there's no point about keeping it by the Yedim. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, who would you keep it by? What would be the purpose of this date? Now, the Tesis and the Rishonim, they discuss then wouldn't it be that they could just bring the document in? The document itself says testimony. That's what Rishayim discuss. But the Gemara assumes that if they're going to see it, that's going to jog their memory, and then they're going to come and say testimony. That's not a valid testimony. So who are you going to leave it by? She's going to erase it. He might erase it if she's his niece. And they, it doesn't help, because if they remember, so say, if you don't remember, looking at the document's not going to help either, because that's going to be Mipim or Lemipik Savam. And that's why we never instituted a Zman by Kedushin, because who's going to use it? No one's going to be able to have utility out of the date to illustrate when she was Mizan, if it was before they got engaged or afterwards. Then the Gemara asked, Ihachi, Begerishin, Namine, Mahachi. Well, why didn't you say the same thing by the Gerishin? What's the purpose about having a Zman when it could be by the case of his knees? Now, who are you going to leave it by? If you can leave it by her, she's going to erase it. Leave it by him, he's going to erase it. You leave it by them, what's it going to help? They have to be able to remember. So why does that help illustrate if she was Mizanda before she got divorced or afterwards? Now the Gemara says, no. Hasam, over there by the case of Get, Latzola di Dakasi. The whole purpose, the whole concern we're having is that maybe her husband, who's her uncle, is going to try to save her. And therefore, there doesn't pertain to say that maybe they're going to erase the date. Because when witnesses come and say, we saw she was Mizana, we saw she had an affair with this other man. Now, if they don't bring the shtar, the shtar gerushin, the get, that shows that she was divorced beforehand, well, then she will have a chazaka that she was a eshesish, that she was a married woman. So therefore, there it doesn't apply to say that they're going to erase it. And that's as Rashi explains. If the Rabbana would not have instituted a date in the get, so then he could have covered up for her. And then, because he would have said, look, there's a get. You don't know when she was divorced. Could be she was divorced a few months ago. So out of doubt, we can't kill her because it's not definite, even though they're saying testimony that she was Mizana, but who said it was when she was still married? But now that the Rabbanu were Misak and Azman, so if he doesn't bring a get with Azman, if let's say they erase it, or he doesn't bring the get, so then there's a chazaka that's saying that she was a married woman. So of course they're going to kill her. So what's the concern? That you're saying they're going to erase the date? Then that's not a kosher get. It's not a kosher get. So then she's still married. She's still married. Of course she's going to be killed. But hacha l'chayva didakasi. Here, the date by Kedushin is a liability for her. And that is, if the Rabbanu would institute a date by the Kedushin and she's Mizana, so you know what they're going to do? They're going to take the Shtar Kedushin and just hide it somewhere. Or they're going to erase the date. Now, what does that retain her previous status then? She has a chazaka that she's a single girl. Now, we know that she was engaged, but how do we know she's engaged? It's a Shtar Kedushin. Where's that Shtar? Oh, we don't have it. So we don't know when she got engaged. Or let's say the date is erased. So since we don't know, and therefore there's no te'elis, there's no purpose in writing a date by the Kedushin, because there, as this Ibois Aim is saying, is that what are you going to do with it? She's going to erase it. If you keep it by him, he's going to erase it. The Edom are not going to be able to use it anyway, and therefore it's not usable in illustrating when she got engaged. And therefore that retains her original chazaka, and that will help her stay from getting killed. Because she'll retain her original chazaka that she was never engaged to him, which such a woman that's Mizana does not get Misa. She wasn't an Eshesish. But here, when she was married, and then the get, there is a purpose around writing Gizman. Because if they'll erase it, or if they'll hide the get, well, then you're married. You're married, of course you're Mizana. Of course you're going to get the death penalty. And that's why we instituted Gizman only by a get and not by Kedushin. And that's why the case of Safa Karv Loi. Safa Karv Loi is the only case by Kedushin. But yes, that case would apply to Gerushin too. It's just that we said Zehu to say that because by Kedushin will not apply the cases of Gerushin, of specifically the case of Zman, because that does not make the Shtar Kedushin into a Safik, because you don't need Zman by Kedushin. As we say in the Gemara, two reasons, either because it wouldn't apply, either because if you say because of Peri, that doesn't apply by a case of Erisin, and if you say by the reason is because of covering over for his basa chayse, for his knees, is because most people don't use documents, and since there's also a way of doing mekedushin, so it wouldn't prove anything. Or like the Ibai Sema said, because there's no way of utilizing it, because she's going to erase it, or he's going to erase it, and then that's going to cover up for her, because it's going to retain the original chazaka, whereas by gerushin, there is a purpose in writing a zman, and that's why we have zman, and thus creating the suffix by Gerushin of not having Zman and not by Kedushin. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, but when it talks about Gimel Achen, we have three brothers. Now this Mishnah talks about Nisu and Gimel Nachrius. These three brothers are all married to unrelated women. They didn't marry all into the same family. Umei Sech and Mehen, and now one of the brothers dies without any children. So Ba'asabah Hasheni Maimer, one of the brothers comes along to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam, but it doesn't go all the way. He only does a Maimer, which is a rabbinic type of a Kedushin. Umeis, and then he dies. So the Mishnah says a new halacha. Hare Elo Chaltzes V'loy Misyamas. So these two women, both the original wife of this second brother and this Maimer wife, which was the original wife of the first brother, and now this quasi-wife of the second brother, they both require chalitza and not yibam. And the reason that Shanem, it says in the Pasuk by, in the Varm, in the parish of Yibam, it says, Umeis echad mehen, that if one of the brothers die, so then Yavama, Yavay Alehos, then the Yavam should come and consummate the relationship with the Yavama. Now the drasha is, Shaleo zikas Yavam echad. It's only if one of the brothers dies, meaning that she only has the zika, the bond of one of the brothers, onto the rest of the brothers, then you do yibam. But not when she has a bond being created from two of the brothers. Meaning, as long as, we'll call this second brother Shimon, as long as he didn't fully marry, do Yibam, consummate the relationship with his brother Reuven that had just died, so Reuven's Zika is still there. Now, however, when he does a Maimer Shimon, he adds a new Zika to this woman. And therefore, because he's also somewhat married to her. So when he dies, so she now has two zikas coming from her. Now, had Shimon totally married her and consummated the relationship, so that would have removed the zika of the first brother. And therefore, when he would have died, she would have only had the zika of the second brother. Or if, let's say, he wouldn't have done Maimer, so then they would have only had the zika of the first brother. But now that he did Maimer, which made her into having two zikas, now that's not eligible for Yibam because it's only a Meis Achad Mehem, not if two of them die, and then that she would have a Zika of two of the Yavamim. Shimon Aimer, he argues, he says, Miyabim le'ezer shiirtza. You could do Yibam to any one of these two women that you want to, either to Shimon's original wife, or to his Maimer wife, which was the original wife of Reuben. As the Gemara and the second parak had explained in the Braisa, that the reason of Reb Shimon is that Maimer creates some type of a doubtful type of a union. That's the reason of the Tanakama. But Reb Shimon says, okay, so it's doubtful. But Meman of Shach, like he says, if the Maimer of the second one is a full-fledged union, well, it makes her the wife of the second person. And therefore, they're both his wives. And therefore, you could do Yibam to one of them. If the Maimer doesn't make him his wife, so then it's the wife of the first one. You're saying it's doubtful, so good. So either way, this one of these two women could have Yibam done to them, because if they're both Shimon's wife, so do Yibam to one of them. It's like a regular case of Yibam. If she's not his wife, she's rather Reuben's wife, so you have two separate cases of Yibam, so you could even do technically Yibam to both of them. However, so although you could do Yibam to one of them, but then you do have to do Chalitza to the second one. And that's because by doing Yibam to one of them, that will not exempt the other one. And the reason is because you have this doubt. Maybe Maimer was not Kaina. Thus, these two Yavamas are coming from two different houses, two different brothers, and therefore, doing Yibam to one of them will not exempt the other one. It's a totally different Zika. Now, you also cannot do Yibam to both of them, because maybe actually Maimer is Kaina. And maybe they're both Yavamas coming from the same Bais, meaning both coming from Shimon. And you can't do two Yibams to two co-wives. You could only do one, because it says Bais Echad. So therefore, you do Yibam to one, Mamman Avshach, but the other one, you have to chalitza out of the doubt, because maybe they are from two different houses, so you have to do something. But neither can you do yibum, because maybe from the same house, and then you wouldn't be able to do yibum. So you have to do chalitza, which fulfills both of those sides of the safek. Now, the Gemara asks, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that they bring a pasuk for this halacha of umeis echad mehen, that when she has zikas beis yavmin, then you do chalitza and not yibum. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? If it is that when this woman, who was originally the wife of Reuven, who then became the Maimer wife of Shimon, that then she has a Zika of two Yavamin. So therefore, she's exempted from the mitzvah of Yibam, because it says only Meis Achad Mehen, not both of them. So if that's deraisa, if that's biblical, so chalitza namalei tibay. So why do you even need chalitza? She's not in the parasha of Yibam. She's excluded, like all those other cases when we have Bay Island is. Whatever it is that you remove from the parasha, you don't require anything. Why over here does she require chalitza? So the Gemara says, Ele medu abana. Must be that this is just an asmacht beyam, it's just an illusion found, but actually the halacha is rabbinic. And the truth is, biblically, a maimer is not acquiring this wife of Reuven as a wife of Shimon. And therefore, really, they are two yavamas coming from two different houses. And the truthfully is, biblically, you would require to do a separate yibam for the wife of Shimon and a separate yibam for the wife of Reuven. But it's the Rabbanan that made a gzera. that is a gzeirah shemayimer, but it's a decree that maybe people might say, beiz yavamis habois mi bayisechem misyamis, because since Maimer looks like Shimon acquired her, so it looks like they're both his wives. If now Levi is going to do yibum to both of them, which is the biblical halacha, because really Maimer didn't do anything, and it is the wife of Reuben, and that's a separate wife of Shimon, and therefore he should do yibum to both. But it looks like it was both the wives of Shimon, because everyone knows that, oh, Shimon had a relationship with her, he did Maimer, and therefore people are going to think that you can go ahead and do yibum to the two wives of one man, which is wrong. The halacha is that you can only do yibum to one of the co-wives, and that's why we require chaylzas v'loy misyamas. Now that the Gemara asks, but v'niyam l'chada, v'nichlas l'chada. Why do we say that they both require chalitza? What you could do is that you do yibum to one of them, and chalitza to the other one, which doesn't look like doing two yibums to the two cool wives of one man, because you're doing yibum to one, chalitza to the other. But that the Gemara says still, that's still a legitimate gezerah, because shema yirmu b'ayisachet, people might say that in one house, again, because we think she looks like on the rabbinic level, that she's Reuben's wife is now Shimon's wife, and both of these women are his wife, that maybe in Bayis Echad, one house, meaning from one family, one person that died, that you'll have Mikzas Bani, part of it will be built, meaning you're going to do Yim to one of them, and part of it will be destroyed, meaning you'll be doing Chalitza to one of them. And then people might come to say, oh, when you have two co-wives, two Yavamas coming from one man that died, that you could do Yim to one, and you could do Chalitza to the other one. And that's not true. But that the Gemara asks, so be Yimru, let people say that. What's the problem? If you do Yibim to one, which that already took care of the Zika of all the co-wives, and then you go ahead and do Chalitza to another one, what did you do already? So you took up a shoe, you spit, that didn't do anything. It's not like having a relationship of having beer with her, with another one, which that would be a problem, because once you do with one, the other ones become an arayis, they become forbidden. What's the problem? So let's say people will say that you could do Chalitza after Yibim. I think Gemara says, you're right, but if that's what will happen, that people will do yibum with one wife and then do chalitza with the other co-wife, so that's okay, we'll be able to live with that. But that's a concern. If we say that one should do yibum and then you do chalitza with the other one, and people will think that they're really both yavamas from one brother, but that's a decree that dil mechalitz bereishah v'hadam yam, that people might end up then doing it the reverse order. They'll do chalitza first to one and then yibum to the other one. Now that's a problem. Because of a kamle, then the second woman that you're doing yibum with, which you're having beer with, that's a violation of ba'asher le'yivna, which the pasuk says that you can't build anymore. Because Rachmana Omar, kibin shle bana shub le'yivna, the Torah says that once you didn't build, meaning once you do chalitza with one of the wives, then you can't build anymore, you can't do yibum to any of the other wives. And that's why we cannot say, we have to say both are chalitzas. Because again, although both should have yibum, but it's a gzera that people are going to think that they're both really wives of one person, and that would look like you're doing yibum to both of them. And although you want to say, okay, do yibum to one and chalitza to the other one, that's also a valid concern, because if we say that you could do yibum to one, chalitza to the other one, people will think that will apply even to a regular two wives, which that's what it looks like over here because he did the maimer. And if we allow that, people might come to do the chalitza first and then the yibum second. Now that's a violation of the pasuk of asher le'yivna, because once you did chalitza to the one, if they're both wives of the same man, the second one to do yibum is a violation of asher le'yivna, and therefore we couldn't say that. And that's why our Mishnah, according to Rabbanan, says that rabbinically we're going to require both of them to have chalitza, although biblically both should require yibum because they're falling from different husbands because of the gzera that we just mentioned. So both are chalitzas.